All right, it's Monday night. We did a pro contest. Let's drop to your head then.
Well, one day is over already, which is good, and we got a lot accomplished with the banner. Just hoping that all the prep work is done quicker than, you know, sooner than later, I guess I could say, just so I can get back and watch everyone roll into town and skate a little bit. Not that I get to do that, but just looking forward to the whole contest versus all the preparations that goes into it.
What kind of prep work is done? I mean, you got the banners left a little bit, the vert ramp's done, the mini ramp side. It's not like, you know, there's going to be a mini ramp contest like Tracy said. Luckily, they got the mini ramp done first. But what else is left? I mean, are we just kind of hanging out, waiting for people to roll in and the event start, or what?
Pretty much. I mean, a lot of banner work, which I feel sometimes is probably the biggest production of the whole event. And,
you got the banners on the vert ramp, too.
Yeah, the banners, a lot of little prep here and there, more stickers, banners, you know, in the back warehouse, the bowl. Make sure all the employees are ready to handle it the way we need to be handled, and just doing all the prep as far as like the clothing, dealing with the trophies at the last minute because the F1 dropped the ball.
Oh, what's up with those trophies? Did we figure that out yet?
We did. Greg Chapman, you know, that handles the New York work.
Yeah,
Chapman, people with them. Stepping in to handle on the game at the last minute, you know.
So you don't have to take four brew and a cigar and some Tampa and screw it on a platform with a
bottle of Larry Perkins to throw something down for the last minute, because I know he just got out of jail.
Maybe he'll just write the story for Crash or Big Brother or something. Talk about what you're worried about happening, like somebody getting hit by a car or somebody falling in the boat and stepping on a piece of glass.
Other than the contest itself, which I feel is the easiest part, because we've done it, we have tons of experience, and we've done it, you know.
It's all that side chaos that you've got to worry about, basically.
Not even the side chaos. I think it's possibly our parking situation.
Yep.
Also, I'm always afraid that the bleachers might fall in, but if we get through this year, I think we'll be good because we're going to remodel all the offices next year. And that'll be one less worry that I'll have to worry about next year. Parking especially, you know, we look forward to hopefully figuring something out with that so people can be accommodated a little more. I wish we had more space to have the whole world here, because I think there'd be 100 times more people.
Yeah, as we saw in the AMP contest, parking was a little bit of a disaster with that flipped over ultimate boat or whatever that was.
Yeah, that's the party. That was chaos. At least no one got hit by a car
or a toilet.
Yeah, or a toilet this year. The funniest thing about the AMP contest is that the Charleston walking around with that helmet the whole time. Oh, and one thing that's on my mind more than ever is, what the hell are we going to do for the 10-year anniversary? We got to work on that. That's a big thing.
We're sending the call out for video, pictures, old stories, whatever you got to put something together.
You had a good time in Tampa over the last 9 years, and you documented it. You know, we want your goods.
All right, this interview.